I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. A French government minister said something today that raised some eyebrows. The Minister of Industry, Eric Besson, suggested that France and its companies are facing an economic war. His comment came as French automaker Renault is investigating a case of suspected corporate espionage. Three Renault executives are under investigation for allegedly leaking company secrets. Bruce Gain is France correspondent for Automotive News Europe. He's been following the story from Brittany, where he is based. The leaks at Renault, Bruce, what do we know about what kind of secrets were let out?
Well, so far, it's a long way to any kind of, quote, economic war. All we know now is that three executives have been suspended, and how serious that is has yet to be determined. That's all we know. There's a lot of press about it, but as it stands now, all we know is that they have been suspended, and they were involved with the electric vehicle program of Renault.
And that might be key, the electric car program of Renault, because there have been other stories about espionage, especially targeting auto industry giants in France recently. Can you tell us where the electric car competition falls into this?
Potentially, it is a huge deal, and it would be catastrophic for Renault if indeed they lost some of their technology through leaks. As it stands now, we know that with Nissan, Renault and Nissan both have collectively invested $4 billion in electric vehicles and battery technology, and they are, especially in Europe, taking the lead in the rollout of electric cars and the battery technology. So if indeed this were to get in the hands of the wrong corporation, it would be absolutely devastating for Renault and Nissan.
And who are the wrong corporations?
Well, I would leave that up to the analysts to talk about that. But let's just look at the major car companies, and you can draw your conclusion from that.
Well, let's look at some of the major car companies. I mean, Renault's French competitor is Citroën, that's making the C0, and Peugeot the Ion. There's Tata of India that's going to be launching the Vista EV. Mercedes of Germany, Mercedes-Benz, has an electric smart car. Japan, Mitsubishi, has a smart car. And Toyota has the Prius plug-in. That's not even to mention GM and the other competition here in the United States.
The car makers you just mentioned, they're all tied together. For example, Mitsubishi and Peugeot and Citroën. Actually, Peugeot Citroën is one company now. They have an alliance with Mitsubishi, and in fact, Mitsubishi makes the batteries for Peugeot cars and Citroën cars. And what's very important, too, is that Renault is the most optimistic about the market potential of electric cars. They expect sales of electric cars to represent 10% of all car sales in Europe by 2020, whereas Peugeot Citroën, they only expect the market to be represented by only 4-5% of electric cars in 2020. So clearly, Renault is more optimistic about electric cars' potential compared to hybrid cars, for example, and is definitely investing a lot of money and resources in electric cars compared to the other car makers.
All right. Bruce Gain, France's correspondent for Automotive News Europe, talking to us about the alleged leak of company secrets at Renault in France. Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.